T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
AM 710 in Seattle, and he's got his podcast, Schooled with the Professor John Clayton with the Bull and the Fox. John, how you doing? Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, good to be with you.
John, obviously, folks here are so excited. The turnaround of this franchise in terms of the amount of talent in just 2 years has been great. What do you think of the job John Dorsey has done in the last week and just overall since he's been here in Cleveland?
Fantastic. I think at the moment, and it was funny because you watched last year and you saw what Ryan Pace was doing in Chicago, and you know Pace was able to take the team with all the acquisitions last year to 12 wins, but the way it was building up, you know, getting two wide receivers and getting some help on defense and all that, and then eventually getting Mitch Trubisky to be able to play well, you saw that they made the big jump. And I think it's the same thing right now, where Pace, I thought, was the executive of the year in the NFL. I think right now John Dorsey's the leading candidate to be the 2019 executive of the year.
John, prior to Odell Beckham Jr. being traded to the Browns this week, did you think there was, I mean, did it surprise you? Did you expect it to happen?
No, I did not. I just, because, again, you go by the words that people say, and when you have John Mara saying, hey, we didn't sign him to an $18 million contract extension to trade him, and then Dave Gettleman did the same thing at the Combine, you're thinking, okay, yeah, if it's something that knocks their socks off, then you make the deal. But when you look at the deal, it didn't knock anybody's socks off. I mean, because when you really think about it, the big picture, because these were two trades that came together as one, and the way it came together was phenomenal, I thought, for the Cleveland Browns, because, you know, here it is. They make that trade. You get a pass rusher. Again, you know what the main positions are, defensive end, defensive end, left tackle, wide receiver, cornerback, and then, of course, at the top, the quarterback. So they get a defensive end. They get one of the top young receivers in football, and all they had to give up was a safety, a Pro Bowl guard in Kevin Zeitler, and two draft choices, a 1 and a 3. To me, when you put that all together, that really favors the Browns.
We're talking with the Professor John Clayton. John, Baker Mayfield had a tremendous rookie season. If the Browns are going to have this great season we anticipate in 2019, he's going to have to continue to progress forward. What did you think of him last year, and what do you think of him going forward?
I thought he should have been the rookie of the year. Yeah. As much as Daquan Barkley was very good at what he was able to do and one of the better running backs to come into the league in years, where did he take the Giants? I mean, they're still with the 6th pick in the draft, where you look at Baker Mayfield, not only coming in, putting up good numbers, but getting the Browns to 7 wins. And so, for a team that won 3 games in 3 years, to get the team to 7 wins, I thought was phenomenal. And I thought that his resume for Rookie of the Year was better than Daquan Barkley.
We're talking with John Clayton from AM 710 in Seattle. John, Golden Tate just signed with the Giants is the latest move here. Most of the free agency seems done already. What do you think about that move, the Giants signing Golden Tate?
That's a good signing. I mean, because he's a good slot guy. But the problem I have with it is that they have good slot guys.
Yeah.
And so now you go from, one of the most talented outside receivers to a slot guy. That, to me, is a little bit of a head-scratcher. I know that he's a tough receiver. I compare him a lot to Hines Ward because, he's willing to take a hit. He's willing to make a hit just like Hines Ward was able to. But they need an outside help, not a slot guy.
John, what do you think ultimately the plan is in Oakland? And they trade for Antonio Brown. It just, and I could be wrong about this, it just seems like Gruden's just kind of making it up as he goes.
Yeah, I mean, just follow what he did. Like, for example, last year, and this is where I'm concerned with 3 first-round picks, what he's going to be able to do, because it seems like he double does it, and of course that doesn't get you any better, because remember, they took Brian Parker in the 3rd round, and he ended up being the right tackle. Then they took Colton Miller in the 1st round, and he was the left tackle. So now they go ahead and they pay the highest salary of an offensive lineman in NFL history to get Trenton Brown, 6'8 guy, and they're not even sure if they're going to put him on the right side or the left side. That's confusing. to kind of get an undersized safety that maybe they're going to play corner, slot corner, and LaMarcus Joyner, but they paid him $10.5 million. I thought that they did a good job on getting a wide receiver. That was good in Tyrell Williams because he was one of the better outside threats that was available in free agency. But, you know, are you getting any better when you give away? Can they get a guy as good as Khalil Mack? And I'd say no. That's going to be difficult to do. And so I just think they're spinning their wheels.
We're talking with John Clayton, AM 710. John, I was looking at a mock draft. I think it's your most recent one. And you had Kyler Murray going number one overall to Arizona. Is that correct?
I did.
Okay, so where do you see Josh Rosen being traded?
Well, depending on what goes on in Miami, that could be a possibility because you can see that if they're going to cut Ryan Tannehill, then I know that Teddy Bridgewater's picked up on that, so that's why he's visiting today. You know, the sleeper team in this, I think, could be the New England Patriots because you know, they give up a third-round pick, and one thing that you can see that Bill Belichick does is that he puts a priority in, you know, putting a draft choice on, and he hadn't done it in the last couple of years, hadn't done it, you know, since, you know, they were able to get Jimmy Garoppolo, put a second-round pick on him. But I would have to think that that would be a candidate because, again, it's not like they're ready to replace Tom Brady. He's still going to probably play past the end of Josh Rosen's contract. But I think that's not a bad value to have behind Tom Brady. So I can maybe see him going to New England.
You think, John, that Le'Veon Bell would have got more money had he played this season?
Yes.
So,
no
like,
question.
Like, how much more, you think?
I think he could have got the 15.
Think so?
Not the 25 he was thinking, not the 17 he was thinking a year ago. But think about how bad he did on this deal. I mean, first off, he got out of shape last year, and that was one of the reasons he didn't go in for the last six games because he was out of shape and he thought, oh, that's going to affect my market value if you see me run when I'm weighing, you know, way over 250 pounds. So now he sits out and now all these questions are out there and he thought the market was going to be strong. The market was the Jets and all the Jets did is weighed him out. And to think that, you know, here's Le'Veon Bell, one of the best running backs in football, getting less than a safety because two safeties got $14 million, and we handled it poorly. And then just think about he's not going to make up the $14.5 million that was on the franchise tag. If you go by the last offer of the Steelers, I mean, he came in $5 million less in cash in the first year, $7 million left in cash the second year. I mean, I know that he is a great back, but that's one of the biggest fumbles I've seen by a running back in a long time.
How do you think he fits with the Jets? I mean, that's an offensive line that is not as good as he had in Pittsburgh, and his running style is kind of unique. I wonder if that'll pay off for them. What do you think?
I think he'll be okay because, you know, he's going to go in with a good young quarterback in Sam Darnold. And, again, it may not be great the first year because you're right about the offensive line. It did help that they got Kalichio Samili in the trade from Oakland, but they still have question marks at the tackle position and one of the guard positions. You know, they still have a lot of work to do on that line. But I thought that, you know, again, he's that talented. But now the question is going to be, where is his dedication? I don't think we know the answer to that yet because, you know, the dedication is such that you know, you're looking at a guy that, you know, took off last year, got himself out of shape, and remember, they signed him without seeing him. And so, you know, that's not going to be a problem because I'm sure he probably has dieted since then, but you don't know how effective he can be.
Hey, John, you know, every year at this time, there's teams that spend outrageously on guys that you probably shouldn't have. Which contracts stand out to you as maybe, I can't believe they spent this much on this guy?
I go back to Trenton Brown.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, and the way this goes in free agency is that, and you've seen it in Cleveland, you've seen it in so many other places, usually by the third year, the guy's so expensive you don't want to keep him. I mean, I go back and I just looked in 2016, and there were 49 guys that got, the top 49 guys, 32 of them are gone. And, in fact, you know, Matt Khalil just got let go today.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, within 2 years, if you sign a guy to a big contract, and after you get through all the guarantees, and the change is happened now since 2011, is that when you do these deals, you rarely get guarantees into the third year. And so with that in mind, you know, you've got a situation where, you know, that one was big. The C.J. Mosley deal at 17.5, I mean, again, the when you think that he's now making $5 million more than Luke Kuechly and about $6 million more than Bobby Wagner, that one's a little bit outrageous.
John, we appreciate it. Everybody check out the School with the Professor podcast. We appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.